7:34, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for our Tuesday morning visit with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Morning, and as I've heard, also on this day, 55 years ago, Steve, you started broadcasting. Congratulations.
I did.
It's a great anniversary.
Thank you. I thank you. It's been an interesting 55 years. I'll just put
I'm
it
sure
that way.
It.
And you're probably the most exciting person I've met in all that time.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Except
either,
for maybe Pete Meitzner. I don't know. It's between you two.
You know, you have an anniversary today. Pete Meitzner's birthday was yesterday.
His birthday, yeah.
We celebrated. It was great. Pete's a wonderful commissioner. He's a wonderful community steward, and it was fun to celebrate his birthday in the office yesterday.
All right, very nice. All right, so what's coming up tomorrow? Are you having a meeting tomorrow at the Sedgwick County Commission?
We've got a meeting. Starts at 9 a.m. in the basement of the Ruffin Building at 100 North Broadway. A few things. Actually, to be quite frank, I'm a little grateful for it based on last meeting we had last week. We had a long meeting last week with a lot of really important things we did, primarily the recommended budget. But tomorrow's meeting is relatively short. We do have a proclamation declaring pretrial, probation, and parole supervision week. What that's about is really just celebrating community corrections and all that our corrections staff here locally and across the state does to really help those that are reintegrating back into community. And then we also have a retirement. I think news broke a couple weeks ago that we're going to be making a replacement in the appraiser's office with our appraiser, and that's due to retirement. Mark Clark, the Sedgwick County appraiser, is retiring after 30 years of service here in Sedgwick County. Gotten to know Mark on a rather personal level, just working with him throughout his role as the appraiser, and he's just a fine, wonderful human being. 30 years of service, he's retiring. So we'll recognize him tomorrow and celebrate. We also have an interim county appraiser, so we're doing a national search to hire a new county appraiser. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about budget stuff throughout at some point in this meeting. The manager's recommended budget came out last week, and that's 6 weeks now before we adopt a final budget on August the 20th. So there'll be a lot of chatter at the Sedgwick County Commission on budget and budget ideas and where each commissioner hopes to go in this budget as we plan for 2026. So that should be the recap of the meeting tomorrow. It'll be a good one.
All right. So let's talk about the appraiser for a minute. As somebody who spends 30 years in government service. And it seems to me, an impression I have, there seems to be certain people in Washington and helping with the spending priorities and so forth, who think that government people in government service are just a lot of they're just wasteful. They shouldn't even be there. I know I'm being a little overboard on it, but those people are human beings, aren't they? People who work for government at any level are human beings, and they try to do a good job.
Yeah, and you know what? You're getting to a good point, and I think it's really important that the public differentiates on staff and electeds. I, on a personal level, this is my personal opinion, I have a lot of anxiety when you get electeds that continue to make it a career for 30, 40, 50 years, and they don't have a whole lot of private experience because all they do is run for election, and they're running a permanent campaign. I do think there's reason to question that. But you have to also acknowledge, particularly on the local level. Now, everything in Washington, D.C., in my view, is a mess. Personal opinion, but it's a mess. The bureaucracy there is overbloated. It's not functioning as it was once intended. I'm a localist. I care deeply about what happens on the local level. And for Sedgwick County government, we have 3,000 employees. And if you think about what these employees do, upwards of 50% of that is in public safety. So think about the sheriff's office and EMS and 911. And if you begin to think about other things that we do in regards to what we're required to do from the state, so we have a treasurer's office and we have a clerk's office, registered deeds office. We have the elections office. We also have the appraiser's office. And this is required by state statute that we have a local county appraiser that manages the operations of property valuation. And Mark has not been the appraiser, but I believe total, I think he's 8 years, maybe 10 years into the appraiser role, but he's worked in the appraiser's office serving the community for 30 plus years. And what I continue to tell our 3,000 employees at Sedgwick County government, you don't have to be an elected to serve your community, that their vocation, their chosen career path is community service. And so we really, and we do it a lot at the county commission, when we have retirements. And you'll see many of these retirements we have are 20, 30, 40 years. we celebrate these individuals who have made a career of serving our community. So, and Mark Clark is certainly one of those individuals, and we'll celebrate him tomorrow.
All right. Well, then I'm sure that tonight you'll be glued to the television watching the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which is really meaningful, I'm certain to you.
Well, we watch, but my kids love to watch the All-Star Game. I don't get too much into the All-Star games, you know, unless it's a good game. And then I enjoy watching the later innings of a good game. But I also like to celebrate talent. And there's some incredible, incredible big league talent right now that we enjoy watching. Aaron Judge, obviously, Bobby Witt Jr. from the Royals. We follow him very closely. And there's a guy out in L.A., Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani, who, in my view, could be one of the greatest baseball players to ever walk the planet. So my boys are into it. They love to watch. And to be quite honest, I usually nod off about 9 o'clock on the couch. But All-Star Game will be on, and it'll be on in my house for sure.
As a baby boomer growing up, there were people at the All-Star Game. It was a big deal because we didn't get to see most of those guys ever. I mean, I never got to turn on my TV and see Stan Musial play baseball. I never got to see him till the All-Star Game. And that was what was really exciting, seeing those guys that we had heard about so much.
Right. And that's the difference with technology today and TV and social media, is it really makes it personal. All these big time stars across all sports, it really personalizes them. So you get to know them on a deeper level and get to watch them play. And obviously we can watch not just Royals games here in Sedgwick County, but we get to watch games from all across the country because of satellite TV and streaming TV. And that's the brand of baseball. The brand of all sports is growing because of that. And you know what else is growing because of that brand and that marketability? Their salaries. If you begin to look, think about what the highest paid player was in the early 90s compared to what the highest paid player was today. I'll tell you, they make more than a county commissioner.
Not by far, yeah. Almost make as much as Steve and Ted do every morning.
Almost, yeah. We're almost there.
Well, you know, when you work this hard, you don't have time to spend money anyway, so why have any, right?
That's a great, well, great retirement savings. Just work all day long. Well, you guys do a great job. It's a lot of fun. I'll tell you, invariably, when I jump off the phone here, I'll get 3 or 4 text messages from some of your listeners that either like what I said, didn't like what I said, or wish we would have talked more baseball. But you guys do a great job.
Tom Stoltz was in here last week. We were doing an interview, and he always does a great job. He's
impressive.
He was neatly dressed and very polite to me, so I like that.
You know, Tom obviously is a great county manager. Tom does a great job for us. You should get the guy talking about his police career. Many people know that he was the deputy Wichita police chief for many years, and he was very active during the BTK investigation and all that. So you get Tom Stoltz talking about some of that stuff, and he'll go on for hours and hours, and it's quite interesting.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for being with us, and we'll check with you again next week. That's Sedgwick County.
Have a good one.
Thank you. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we have a big day ahead for the Wichita City Council. That's what Kirk Seminoff is going to talk about with the Wichita Business Journal update on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.